Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, starting in chapter 3. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you're still not able, even now, for you're still of the flesh. While there's jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not of the flesh and walking according to the manner of man? Whenever someone says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely men? What is Apollos, after all? And what is Paul? Ministers through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God, who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. Amen. St. Paul doesn't mince words here. He gets right down to it. Can you imagine receiving a homily from your parish priest, and he gets up and he looks his congregation over and he says, brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it in. And then he goes on and he says, even still, in fact, you are of the flesh, unable to receive the authentic fruit, the authentic word of God. That's an intimidating accusation. I wonder, as the Church of Corinth was reading this letter, how they responded. Did they respond in conviction? Did they respond in rejection? Did they respond in anger? Or did they respond in humility? Hopefully the latter, right? Hopefully their lives were transformed and more opened. I pray for us, friends, today that as we hear these words, that God would begin to work in us so that we too could be transformed. Paul ends today's reading by saying, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor, for we are God's co-workers. We are God's field, God's building. Friends, God desires to use you, to partner with you in his process of redeeming the world. That's a tall order. We are a part of God's plan. And to the degree to which we can do our part, we can see God's kingdom come about in this world. What this requires of us, though, is a healthy degree of humility. Why? Because oftentimes the one who plants never sees the fruit. Oftentimes the one who waters never sees the fruit. But we would do well to realize that in receiving the call of God on our lives, to be one who plants, to be one who fertilizes, to be one who waters, we are all taking part in his plan for us. What does that look like on a daily basis? Well, you know, I talk to individuals frequently here at Damascus, here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, or at conferences or retreats or around the country that, you know, I'm a parent, I'm a grandparent who's engaged in the process of trying to cultivate life in my children, but I'm not seeing fruit. I'm not seeing response. You know what, friends? You're not the savior. You're a part of his plan. Your call is to invest in the way that God calls you. Oftentimes we may hesitate to speak the word. Why? Because we think it's fruitless. Don't you realize that your job is to plant the seed? I might hesitate to honor or to affirm my my teenage son or daughter or friend or brother or sister. Why? Because I'm afraid that my word of affirmation is going to fall on deaf ears. Don't you realize, friend, that you're called to water the seed? Some are called to plant, some are called to water, but God alone is called to bring the growth. God, I pray that you would grant success to the work of our hands. Let our labor bear fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for joining today in this reflection on St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us online at damascus.net.